Welcome back. Midday show. Did you see the new Toy Story, Hugh?
Not yet, man. And something else is dropping soon, too. Another kids movie,
Minions?
I think.
Minions.
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 They're right, yeah.
I think I'm locked into Minions on Friday.
Yeah, because I didn't have a problem with the last couple of Toy Stories, but I guess this one got mixed reviews.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, well, you know, some people are in their feelings about the storyline and all the other good stuff.
Isn't Woody balding? Someone's balding, right?
Yeah, I think Woody is losing his hair. I mean, but you know, that's
the best of us.
I mean,
Woody's getting that age. It happens. All right, welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller. Talking about friends this hour. Bringing back old friends, you know. Claude Giroux, rumored to maybe be in the mix for the Flyers. Kyle's skeptical of the fit these days. And then a day after we discussed the idea of Trey Turner for Ranger Suarez, Ruben Amaro Jr. on the Philly show brought up Andrew Painter for Ranger Suarez. Maybe bringing Ranger back to the Phillies. All right, I got an idea for one more old friend here in Philadelphia. So, Hugh, as you know, the NBA is now being swept up once again with LeBron James' free agency.
Yeah, he was at the crib the other day. He was riding around in his hometown.
So I think it's now the third or fourth time the NBA. I mean, when LeBron's a free agent, it's the biggest.
It's a big deal.
It's the biggest story. Now, this one's a little bit different. I mean, he's old now, and he's not the player he used to be, and he can't just, like, drag you to a championship the way he's done before. But he's still productive. He's still good. He's still an all-star. So that's a big deal. Now, as much as I would love to, I mean, Kyle would be so upset. I would love to do a whole show on bringing LeBron to the Sixers.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And there's just no shot he's coming here. And they don't have a cap room, and he wouldn't come here anyway. So that's not going to happen. But, Hugh, the Sixers could get involved in some way. I mean, they could facilitate. Because when these things happen in the NBA, sometimes you need a third team to facilitate things, to help you move.
Yeah, to try to help because of the cap ramifications and whatnot.
So the rumor out there right now is that LeBron James and Steph Curry want to play on the Warriors together, and they want Anthony Davis to join them. But the latest is that the Wizards.
That's an old-ass squad.
Yeah, it would be. The Wizards, who currently have Anthony Davis, don't really want to trade him. So obviously they want a big man to play with LeBron James and Steph Curry.
I know you're going.
Well, I just have a question. Would you trade Joel Embiid to the Warriors for Jimmy Butler?
Nope.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. Jimmy Butler has 1 year left on his contract.
You're looking at it to try to move money to be out of this cap hell that we're in.
Yeah. So, look, I wasn't Jimmy's biggest fan. He was here. Obviously, he's a good player. He's older now, too, coming off an injury. But, look, if the Warriors want LeBron and they wanted to play with Steph and they want a big man, I would offer them Joel Embiid to get Jimmy Butler back here. You're off the contract in 1 year. Joel's got 2 years plus a player option, which means it's really 3 years because, of course, he's going to opt in to $67 million 2 years from now. You get you out of jail 2 years early. It's like getting on probation, Hugh. I'm out. Get out of this thing.
I hear you, and that's a hell of a proposition, but when the big man's on the court, man, he's a hell of a player.
When?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that. But when he's on the court, he's formidable, and I'd rather see him here than somewhere else. I might be waxing nostalgic just a little bit.
You are. So, as if they're going to win with Joel Embiid at this stage of his career.
He gives you a better chance of winning.
This is rich.
When he's out there. I do like the young guys, but he does give you a better chance of winning. When he's out there.
Who do you think plays more games next year? Jimmy Butler off an ACL injury or Joel Embiid off of
how many? We're talking about quality games.
Not just games. I bet Jimmy plays more games off a major injury than Joel plays off of nothing. I mean, he's not going to play more than 40 games.
I don't know what the fit is with Jimmy Butler and this group.
Well, I mean, one thing.
And who coming to see, like, no disrespect, who coming to see Jimmy Butler?
People loved Jimmy Butler.
No, they did.
Loved him. When I watch VJ, I see some young Jimmy. I mean, I think he's.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I don't know, doesn't it feel like you're kind of blocking VJ by adding a better version of him?
Well, I mean, we don't have
a complete version of him.
I mean, how many good players do we have on the basketball team?
Joe, this isn't about, like, we're not bringing in Jimmy Butler to win a championship with this group, lead this group to a championship.
I totally agree.
I just don't know what the point is.
To get off the Joel Embiid money 2 years in advance.
Okay, all right,
that's
fine.
A huge deal.
Look, fine.
It's basically like you're dumping the salary and you're just getting Butler back as just a placeholder for
you. Is that worth potentially stunning VJ's growth? I don't think so.
I don't think he would stunt the growth as much. To me, this is a different Jimmy Butler at this stage of his career. Like, he's not 29 yelling at Carl Anthony Towns and Wiggins because they're losers anymore.
Dude, leopards can't change their spots,
okay.
Joe.
All right. Well, you know what? Then they can buy him out and just get him out of here. It's in the last year of his deal.
All right, fine.
Listen, the Sixers have no chance at LeBron. I don't even know how many people would want him. I saw the morning show at a poll today that do you want the Sixers to go after LeBron James? I think it was 74% no. So I think most people wouldn't even be interested in LeBron anyway. But he's not coming here. But if there's a way the Sixers could benefit from the LeBron thing, which is a thing now in the NBA free agency, of course I'd do it. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to all this stuff, the Eagles, the Phillies, the Trey Turner thing, the NL East, and and the idea of bringing all our old friends home. Claude Giroux.
Bring them home.
Ranger Suarez, Jimmy Butler, all coming home this hour. Let's go to John and Cherry Hill as a thought on one of our old friends to bring home. John, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good afternoon.
What's Good afternoon, on? John. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we get Giroux.
Bring him home?
Bring him home.
Now, what is it?
He has the presence, and he has the presence. His presence, his experience can still help this youth grow. He's still a quarterback with the puck. I'd bring him in.
And the other thing, John, the other thing that's pretty striking to me is he's still really durable. I mean, to play basically he's missed one total game in 4 years. That's pretty remarkable for a player his age that's been in the league for 19 years. Obviously, his body's still cooperating on him.
That's a good thing, and he's really not that injury prone. He's, missed 4 games in 4 years, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's basically played every game for years and years. All right, we have a bring Claude Giroux home guy here. John, good stuff, man. We appreciate the phone call. See, John's in. If you had to bring one back, who would you bring back? Ranger, Giroux,
Ranger.
Or Jimmy?
Ranger. Without a question. Ranger.
Because he's the best player of the three right now?
Also, it's the only team that's in contention to win a title this year. Between the three.
I think some people might think the Flyers have a shot.
Well, they'd be wrong.
Yeah.
Hold on. No. The Flyers are not even close. They're not. I want everyone to get that out of their heads this season.
Well, I think that's going to be hard for people believe. They just went to the second round of the playoffs.
You're all wrong if you think the Flyers are going to be cup contenders this year. You're all wrong. I'm sorry.
Well, hold on.
It's going to take more time, guys. That's okay.
I'm going to phrase something a certain way. You tell me if you agree or not. Mm-hmm. We had two winter teams make the second round. The Sixers, in my estimation, have a 0% chance to win the title next year. Zero. I wouldn't say the Flyers are zero.
Oh, dude, it's zero.
Zero.
Here's what I'm going to say to everybody. While beating the Penguins was great and 100%. Fun, there was quite literally one team in the postseason field last year that the Flyers had a chance of beating in a playoff
series. That happened to be the Penguins.
And they found them. It was the Penguins. They were ahead of schedule, as far as they advanced. They're not, guys. Slow it down.
Well, that's hard for people to want to slow it down. Well, you know it's going to be hard, right? I mean, after all the years of not making any noise to win the playoff series the way they did with all the young players, it's going to be hard to get people to feel that.
It was fun, but you're all going to be disappointed.
Lowering expectations, Quinn, over here. So you would consider a 0%, not even a 0.1. Zero.
The 0.1 is everybody in the league gets injured.
Well, but it's hockey, too. You get in the playoffs, teams make
runs. And Lidar gets, it becomes the greatest, it becomes Brodeur in the postseason.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah. This segment brought to you by McGurk's. What If Wednesday brought to you by McGurk's. Soccer is on the world stage this summer. Catch all the action at McGurk's. Follow your local McGurk's on social. Visit their events page at McGurksPub.com. All right, Cowboy Jim is up on WIP. Cowboy Jim?
Joe, I'm sitting outside a great American company, Coca-Cola. Do I win? And then I may stop by Nike and Procter & Gamble. They're great American companies. Do I win anything?
You don't win today.
No, because it wasn't the right one. It's only one.
Well, how is Wawa a great American company?
Because they're giving away free hoagies today. It's a great American, thing to do.
Hey, the chances of Phillies winning the World Series is like Hugh Douglas swimming in the ocean surrounded by eels eating a hot sausage sandwich.
That's not true. Not true.
Yeah, it's July 1st. Joe Giglio's getting out there. He's getting all the Brysonites, getting them all, the cheesesteak smelling Philly fans all excited. You know, it's chest day every day, Middletown. They're all getting excited.
It's chest day every day.
And you want people to come back to play for the Phillies.
Yes.
The same Phillies team that was no hit in the World Series, lost to Arizona twice at home, lost to the Mets, lost to the Dodgers. You want the same group of people to be back for this.
Well, how is that Ranger Suarez's fault? Like, why?
Well, bring him back. Oh, sure. Bring them all back in. Come on. Go. You know, what's his name from Milwaukee? Bring that. No. So he went to Cleveland. Bring his fat butt back to Philadelphia.
Reese Hoskins?
Come on.
You know what? How about someone give me a better idea? idea than Ranger Suarez. You got a better idea, Jim?
Of course he doesn't. He's
what difference does it make? You're so scared of the Dodgers. You're so scared of that. They wouldn't even get past Milwaukee. Come on, they'd have to face Mizorowski twice. So there's no chance. So stop getting everybody's
hopes up. That's not
true.
There's no chance.
Then Aaron, Alec Bohm, All-Star. This is what's the problem with the All-Star voting.
Well, this is Hugh's fault. It's Hugh's fault.
Every day.
It's a joke.
It's ridiculous.
That's the one thing we agree on. And this is mostly Hugh Douglas's fault. He's stuffing the ballot box for Alec Bohm. It's a joke. Cowboy Jim, we appreciate it.
Vote for Alec Bohm, everybody.
Stop.
Vote for Alec Bohm.
It's an affront to baseball.
No, he's on the ballot.
The integrity of the game.
I'm voting for the Phillies. He's on the ballot.
No, you're not. No, because you've said all this time, you said nothing about Bryson Stott. This isn't a Phillies thing.
No, it is. I voted for all the Phillies.
You're being a nudge.
No, I'm being a nudge. I'm definitely doing that. But I want you to vote for Bohm first, and then every other Philly that you see on the ballot.
Well, there's only three left.
Yeah,
Bohm.
Every other.
Stott,
that's it.
Marsh.
But vote for Bohm first. Make sure you get that one in there first.
You've made it a point to champion the worst of the three players. The worst one.
Yeah, because I think he deserves with everything he has going on. He deserves to go.
Stop.
Have your fun in the sun, young man. Have your fun in the sun.
Stop.
God, you're the worst.
Children will watch the game. They'll say these are the best players in the sport. Shohei Ohtani.
It's not the first time that I've heard that. So it's cool. The absolute worst.
You're ruining baseball for the future generations.
Not,
you are.
I am not
you
ruining
are.
Baseball.
When a kid watches the All-Star game, they'll say, oh, these are the best players, right? And they'll watch with whoever they're watching.
The fans have a say.
And they'll say, there's Shohei Ohtani.
Use your voice.
And there's Bryce Harper. And there's Kyle Schwarber.
Use your voice.
And
use
there's Alec Bohm. Oh, he's good? And then the parent has to lie.
Alec
Bohm. Oh, yeah, he's great. He deserved it.
Use your voice.
No.
Hugh Douglas voted him 100 times.
Because voted for him at least six times, at least. I'm proud of myself. And everybody else should vote for him, too, and all the rest of the Phillies. Get him in. We want him in.
I wish this was altruistic. I wish you really just were championing Bohm. But what
I am.
No, I feel you're just
you
poking.
No, you're a needler.
You're poking me. You want to? What you want to see is me flip out next week when Bohm starts the All-Star game. That's what you want to see. This has nothing to do with Alec
Bohm. Being a needle attracts.
Yeah.
You know what? For me, he ain't got to start. He just got to go. If he goes.
But he can't. He won't go unless he starts.
Oh, well, yeah. We're there. That's even better. Go ahead and you be the starter.
Doesn't that tell you he doesn't belong? If we all agree there's no way he makes the team unless everyone votes him in.
I think
that's that tells you everything.
He got a shot. You got a shot.
To make the team?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
We can make it happen.
No, no. I mean, of course he has a chance to win the vote. That's just people voting. But if he doesn't win the vote, he's not making the team.
Yeah, we gotta get him.
Okay.
In there.
So at least we're on the same page that it's
somebody did send us AI who was Uncle Sam.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I do like that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Go out there and vote. Hope you're proud.
Vote. I am. I'm very proud of myself.
I retweeted it, but that's not an endorsement of voting for Bohm.
No.
It kind of is. When you retweet it,
well,
it is.
So you're right. It is.
It kind of is.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we've discussed a lot today, and we started with the Phillies and the idea of them winning this division. 2.5 games back now of the Atlanta Braves in the National League East. And I think it is a big deal that the Phillies, if they can win this division, that they do it and they get a higher seed. People are saying I'm afraid of the Dodgers.
Well,
I'm not afraid of the Dodgers. I am trying to be realistic about this thing, that the Dodgers are the favorite.
You're looking for the easier path.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that.
Is that soft that I'm looking for the easier path?
It's a little soft, but I understand where you're coming from. I'm not about to say you're not going to protect your family in a case of a burglary or something like
Harold,
that.
Well, we established Harold.
Who's to say?
I got my money. Joe's not going to do that. He ain't going to go out like that. But... like, in this sense, you know, when you talk about stuff like that, I get where he's coming from, but I don't think that's what your premise was.
I love when people equate real life, real stuff to the favorable path in the baseball postseason.
He said,
how do you make that leap? It's a pretty big leap to make.
He said, you wouldn't even
protect your family because you'd rather be the two seed.
That was too much because he said, if everybody fend for themselves. No, you wouldn't do it. I know you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm sure Harold was the guy last year like, we got this. We're going to beat the Dodgers. They're not that good. And then felt ridiculous when we lost in four. Good job, Harold, in Seattle, wherever you are. 215-592-9494. Like, I just, you know, as we go through this, it feels pretty realistic the Dodgers will be the one seed. And so part of me wonders how we would have fared if that was a 7-game series last year, right? Like the short series, as soon as the Phillies lost game one And then the game two nonsense with the base running and the bunt and you know, Castellanos getting thrown out. It felt like it was like we were really in huge trouble. A longer series, you can have you one like, bad game.
You and, like your chances better to have those type of games. I don't know, Joe. Them bats were pretty cold. I mean, I hear you. Them bats were pretty cold.
Well, we did outscore them in the series, and people like to bring that up. Yeah. People like Kyle like to bring that up. Him, Kyle and Dave Dombrowski like to point up the Phillies outscored the Dodgers.
I mean, it is true.
Well,
is that not a fact?
I'm just saying. But in a longer series, maybe that manifests itself in winning the series. You got more games.
I just think you have a better chance of beating a team that's better than you in a shorter series.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
Less time.
But if we don't get to use Wheeler and Sanchez twice. That's a big reason why the Phillies have a shot.
I understand that, but there's a reason that they have a very large sample size of baseball is because the best, you know, the cream rises to the top.
So you'd rather see the Dodgers in the first round than the second
round? Yeah.
Well, because he's saying, I think we're on the same page. You don't want that momentum because it felt like they started to, once they hunkered down.
No, you're right. You're actually right. They got better and better as the playoffs went on.
Oh, they did.
Especially their pitching.
Yeah. Well, that's
their hitting. Yeah.
Well, their pitching started with us. They did pitch well against the Phillies. I mean, that was one of those series where they was like, whoa.
Maybe you can catch them off guard real quick, you know?
Yeah, maybe. All right. Our Twitter question of the day, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't checked in on any of these polls today. Let's see where, now I'm seeing the vote for Boehm, the Hugh Douglas's Uncle Sam. All right. Boy, we had quite a turnout on the votes yesterday for the do you want Jalen Hurts for more interceptions?
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Today, is winning the NL East important to you? Yes or no? Hugh Douglas, where do you think people came down today?
78% yes.
67% yes. 33% no. Second poll today. Do you consider the Eagles to be in the same class as the Rams and the Seahawks in the NFC?
88% yes.
I'm so going to call BS. A lot of liars out there.
So what is the percentage?
75% yes. People are lying to themselves.
No, here's my favorite. The Eagles are better.
Why do you got to talk like that?
Well, because you know that's how they talk.
you know what it is? We're too close to the season starting for it to be anything other than that. It's too close.
We can't live in reality?
Mm-mm.
Well,
not right now.
I just love that. Well, the Rams have never beaten Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
Oh, God.
Can you all shut up? Can we stop being idiots?
We are way too close for the football season for that.
If the Rams,
for that nonsense y'all spew.
It's not nonsense. If the Rams end up better, there's a chance we don't ever see them. We'd have to get to them to beat them.
Could the Eagles be better than the Rams this year? Sure. Could the Eagles beat the Rams again this year? Sure. Last year has nothing to do with it, or the fact that they've never beaten us with it, like with McVay versus Sirianni, has nothing to do with it.
Also, I would argue last year we beat the Rams, and the Rams were better than the Eagles.
Well,
I mean, by the end of the season, obviously they were in the championship game, going down to the end with the Seahawks, and we got knocked out at home by the corpse of the Niners.
Like Elliot told us, over the last 5 years, we've seen these two
of the
offenses
is crazy.
We can't do the last 5 years.
Sure, we can.
No, we cannot. Not we can't.
Well.
I mean, even Hugh, even though he's worried that Puka Nacua is going to bite people in the field, but acknowledge the Rams' offense has more talent right now than the Eagles' offense.
No, I don't know, because Puka might be out there biting.
I got to tell you, if I'm Quinion or DeJean, I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah, I'm talking about rabies or something. He might bite you.
Well, that makes me want to play off 10 yards off. I'm not bumping him at the line of scrimmage.
He would definitely hear, but like, dog, you out there. Well, I would use some more colorful language.
No, but I'm curious.
But I would definitely ask him if he out there biting folks.
How would you handle it, though? Like, let's say back in your prime, right? And you're going up against, Willie Rowe for whoever, the top lineman.
And I knew he was biting people.
And you knew in the offseason that Willie had bitten someone.
Oh, I would definitely let Willie know.
But would it be in your head that he could bite you on the field?
No, but I'd be calling
Vander Holyfield type of situation?
I would be calling him mean and hurtful names.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like.
But what if he bit you?
No, I'm saying he better not bite me. Because I'd be like, I'll bite back. I'll talk crazy to Willie. Even though Willie beat me like a rented mule.
You guys can be exchanging bites.
I'm still be out there talking trash. Hey, I'm not going out without a fight. Not going to do it.
Some of my favorite stories is when you tell us how bad Willie Rowe beat you up.
Oh, no, I got some with Larry Allen. Larry Allen did it, too. I remember we were my first year here. And so they moved Larry to tackle. He was playing guard.
Right.
And they moved him to tackle. And it was a running play because they were on the goal line. And I remember telling
this is 98?
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find this on YouTube.
And maybe we can find this. Emmitt had been running roughshod all over the place. And I said, they slid Larry out to tackle. And I was like, Larry, I ain't no easy win. I was like, I ain't no punk. Like, I'm talking. And Larry laughing with a big old, I'll never forget it because he had a big old dip in his mouth. And I was like, hey, Larry, I'm not an easy win. I said, I don't know what you're coming over here for because it's not going to be as easy as you think it is. Man, Larry folded me like a tent. And I told him, I said, well, I didn't give up. I said, well, I didn't give up. And he started laughing. But it's needless to say they scored. They put him over there because it was
You're talking about the game here, right? The game here? All right. I did find the YouTube of this. Ooh, so we're going to have to comb through this. I wonder if the broadcast.
No, it was towards the end of the game because they kind of kicked our ass thoroughly the first half. Yeah, it was bad. But we didn't give up, though.
Well, you know, so I clicked on, there's a video here, 1998, November 2nd, Dallas Cowboys versus Philadelphia Eagles. First play, it's a compilation highlight.
Touchdown.
First play is a running play, and I see Hugh Douglas being moved well off his spot. Well off his spot.
Boy, you talk about, you remember that old Eric B. song, Move the Crowd?
Yeah.
They moved the crowd that day. They had everybody on skates. I thought I was at the roller rink. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was a bad day.
Next one was you're standing up and rushing in this one.
Yeah, because after
they got the ball out quick, you didn't get near the quarterback.
It was a bad day. They beat the brakes off of us. That was bad.
All right, we got to see if we can fight Hugh when one of the broadcast highlights. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. I really do think winning the East is important. You know, it's funny we brought up the Trey Turner thing because he's been hot lately. I'm not sensing a lot of people are fully buying into the Trey Turner hot streak here. Not sensing it when people called in about Trey earlier in the show to you. I'm sensing people need way more than 2 weeks of Trey Turner hitting.
They do. I mean, because we've been down this road before, and people are, you know, they're in a position where they're like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, and look, last year he was consistent the entire season. That has not been the case this season. He's had a good run here, but before this week he hadn't hit a home run since the end of May. I think that's maybe the San Diego series. So it had been a long time since he had hit for power. This week, no, it's been way better, and there's been way more. Oh, I found it. I found the Larry Allen play he's talking about. I mean, they ran a play off the left side, and Larry Allen pushed you off the screen.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I went somewhere. Wasn't in the play. Definitely wasn't in the play.
You were not in the play.
They flew into the void.
Into the shadow realm. Into the breach.
There goes Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up on their side, all your phone calls and a couple Phillies things. One, we have to go on a blind date with another Phillies trade candidate, as we do every day at 1 o'clock. Kyle will throw the profile of a player at us. We'll decide if we want to trade for that player. I don't know if we've had a single no so far. Maybe today will be our first no.
Told you, we're easy.
We
are putting out on these first dates.
Another word for that is desperate. We are desperate for upgrades in the areas we need for the Phillies. And something Bryson Stott said earlier this week.
Issues.
Which...
That's going to get you in trouble.
Something Bryson Stott said earlier this week about that initial meeting Don Mattingly had with the team when he took over. All that and a lot more nonsense next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.